Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besyana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Easton from Bonnie Lake is. Easton, are you there?
Yeah.
Were you by chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for that cheat sheet with three of the correct answers for the game?
No. Oh.
That's okay. That means this person that I'm playing against has integrity.
But hopefully it's not the difference maker, Steve. Now get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Easton will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Nike's signature symbol called?
Swoosh.
Yes. A young Isaac Newton was said to have been hit in the head by which fruit?
An apple.
That's right. How many countries do not use the metric system?
2.
No.
1.
No.
3.
Yes! Jack Nicholson won Best Actor for portraying Randall McMurphy in what movie?
Pass.
In what decade was NASCAR founded?
The 50s?
No.
60s?
No.
Was it the 40s?
It was! What part of the body is affected by glaucoma?
The eyes.
Yes. How many appendages does a squid have?
8?
No.
6?
No.
Pass.
The 90s one-hit wonder Right Said Fred is responsible for what song? Easton, you got 5 correct. Split right down the middle.
Easton, can I ask how old you are?
14.
Yes. And he's done better than most Beat Migs contestants. You're taking on a teenager, Steve Migs.
What?
Yeah. Who's very wise.
Yeah, he is. Oh, so it's like a teen version of Beat Migs?
Yes. It's like when you play Teen Jeopardy and you're like, oh my God, I'm so dumb.
I was about to say, I don't think I would do well at Teen Jeopardy.
Steve, are you ready to play Beat Migs?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
What is Nike's signature symbol called?
The swoosh.
Correct. A young Isaac Newton was said to have been hit in the head by what fruit?
An apple.
That's correct. How many countries do not use the metric system?
Oh, 4.
No.
5.
No.
3.
Yes. Jack Nicholson won Best Actor for portraying Randall McMurphy in what movie?
Oh, man. Oh,
I could see it, but I can't think of the name of the movie where like he eats food. Good Will Hunting?
No.
I can't think of the name of the movie. Anger Management.
No. In what decade was NASCAR founded?
Oh, 50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. What part of the body is affected by glaucoma?
The eyes.
Yes. How many appendages does a squid have?
They don't have any.
That's not correct.
Oh, six?
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no. The 90s one-hit wonder, Right Said Fred, is responsible for what song?
Oh, I'm too sexy.
Yes. Who plays guitar in Rage Against the Machine?
Pussycat. Tom Morello.
Yes. How many daily tides do most coastal cities experience?
Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
15.
No. Steve, you got seven correct, which is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Easton, but you did very well for the young age of 14.
Thank you.
And Easton, this is just a valuable reminder for you to respect your elders.
Neither of you knew that Jack Nicholson won Best Actor for his role in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, I was going down the wrong road. I was thinking of a more, I say more current. It's still probably 20 years old. I can't think of the film, but I was way off.
As Good As It Gets? Is that the one you were thinking of?
Yes. That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. The number of appendages a squid has is 10.
10.
And then how many daily tides do most coastal cities experience?
I feel like it's a lot shorter.
It's two high tides and two low tides. So there's four total.
Gotcha.
But you still won, Steve. Congratulations.
Yeah, I beat a 14-year-old. Let's go.
If people like to rock what they play, we do have a brand new I Beat Migs t-shirt. It's pretty cool. You look like a dog man guy.
I do. I think Easton should be rocking one of those.
Easton should absolutely be rocking one of those. They are available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com. The Daily Migs Show. Did you play any sports in high school, Steve Migs?
I did. Lacrosse.
Were you good?
No.
206-803-ROCK. What sports did you play in high school? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Puddle of Mud. Sports did you participate in back in high school? 206-803-ROCK. And we are bringing this up because there is a new sanctioned high school sport here in the state of Washington, and that is girls flag football.
Plus, I learned if you get to be a part of a team on the ground up, like they're a little bit more willing to take you if you're not all that great. That's how I made my team's lacrosse squad.
Oh, that is so sweet.
We were all, it was like a Disney film, like a ragtag bunch of people who didn't know anything about lacrosse, but we had a guy who was a teacher who used to play for Syracuse, a very good program at lacrosse, so he started a lacrosse team at our high school, and I got to be a part of the inaugural season.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
206-803-ROCK. What sports did you play in high school? We're going to talk to someone, Steve, who went to two state championships. But first,
our lacrosse team did not.
Matthew from Carnation, what sport did you play in high school?
I played the usual, but I also played water polo.
You played water polo?
Yeah, it was my fun sport.
Was that like here in Washington?
No, actually, I'm from Alaska, but we played teams that were from this area and stuff, and from Canada. We played the Canadian national team, actually, in an exhibition game.
How badly did you guys get beat?
Bad. They were grown men. We were high schoolers.
Dude.
But our coach had played with them in college and stuff.
Matthew, I love that you brought up water polo, because growing up, I loved watching water polo in the Olympics, and I wish my high school had. I would have jumped at that opportunity as well.
And it's a really rough sport, believe it or not. I mean, it's as rough as hockey or football or any of the others I played for the most part.
Did you ever get poked in the eye on accident?
No, but I got pinched by toes.
Ooh!
You could kind of get away with like kicking people in the jimmy because they can't see the if they don't see it through the water, right?
All the action goes on under the water, exactly.
That was Terrence's motto in college.
206-803-ROCK. Avery, north of Kirkland, what sports did you play in high school?
I was on the cross-country team when I was in high school, and I went to two state championships.
Nice. Did you win any of them?
No, I did not. I did finish within the top 100, though, which in California, when you're running a race with like 200-300 people, that I feel that's pretty impressive.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Very impressive.
A whole lot of blood, sweat, tears, and vomit.
No. Oh, right. Not necessarily in that order, I hope.
I mean, anytime I run, I feel like I'm going to vomit, so I understand that.
I'd much rather vomit than run.
John from Tacoma, what sports did you play when you were in high school?
I played basketball and baseball.
And how were you?
I was pretty good. I played middle school too, so you know I had a general idea of everything. But I've never made it to any state championships. We were kind of garbage.
Where did you play?
I went to Franklin Pierce in Tacoma. Pretty good.
Of the two sports, which would you say you were better at?
Baseball.
Baseball. What position?
First base and pitcher.
Nice.
Rock on, John.
You need to have a cool nickname like our Mariners first baseman. What does he go? He goes by Rowdy.
Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Seattle Kraken have said goodbye to their head coach after one single season.
Unbelievable.
Fans are confused. They're a bit angry. So we're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Release the Kraken.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday was pretty shocking to learn that the Seattle Kraken have parted ways with their head coach, Dan Bylsma. After one season, he came up from Coachella Valley. Everybody was feeling pretty, you know, optimistic about it.
Took Coachella Valley to the championships twice. He's won a Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's been voted coach of the... I'm sorry, I'm getting a little worked up already. But like, he's had a great run as a coach. I mean, ups and downs like every coach. But it just blew my mind that after one season, they're like, yeah, it's time for him to go.
We missed the playoffs. It was the third time in 4 years. Although a replacement has not yet been named, everybody's kind of got these, like, you know, opinions swirling about.
Absolutely.
So we have to go straight to the comments.
So we found a bunch of these comments, and I figured who better to read them since everyone seems to be very angry. I found the angriest comic known to man, Gilbert Gottfried. This might honestly be my favorite ever of all the comments just because of Robot Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, no.
All right, so you ready for the first comment about the Seattle Kraken getting rid of their coach after just one season?
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Damn, Katy Perry was in space longer than Disco Dan coached for the Kraken.
Disco Dan.
That's funny.
Still the greatest nickname. Oh, yeah. I mean, he lasted a little longer than 10 minutes, but it felt that way.
Yeah, it did.
Weird flex, but okay. Call me crazy, but this seems like the wrong person getting fired.
I agree. And then a lot of people, and myself included, like Ron Francis, at some point, when are we going to hold that guy accountable? I mean, he's the guy drafting the players, and I know he's been known for being good with that, but It has been working with the Seattle Kraken, and now they've promoted him to being, or either a promotion or getting him away from making the draft picks, but he's now the president of the team, and they bumped up the assistant general manager to be the general manager, and he doesn't have a very good track record.
Make it all make sense, Steve.
I can't.
Every day I am closer and closer to becoming a Sharks fan.
Ooh, okay, no, I can't do that. That's just crazy talk.
Yeah, take it back.
They handed him a 100,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and said, finish it in 10 minutes. Coach Dan did his best with the dumpster fire Francis gave him. This is stupid.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, it is stupid. I mean, give him one more season. Unless something's going on behind the scenes that we just don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
I honestly feel like that would make so much more sense in that case.
My only hope is that there's like a coach that they've had their eye on for a while who's never been. Now they found out for whatever reason that he's interested or he's available. And they were just like, we have to pull the trigger. And it's unfortunate that Bylsma has to go. But this opportunity is once in a lifetime. I'm not seeing that, but maybe that's the case.
You're about to make me cheer for the Mariners. The wrong person got fired. And you're not even going to search for a new general manager? Bull crap.
We have one more comment. This person is completely unhinged. Just so you know.
Is it you?
No. Yeah, it is. They're using words I would never use. But this person is not happy about the fact that the Seattle Kraken have already fired their coach, Dan Bylsma, after 1 year with the team. Are you ready?
Let's go, Kraken.
We're about to go on an adventure, so buckle up. Here we go.
Ron Francis, you absolute turnip-fisted flippity-gabad. What in the barnacle-baked bologna loaf are you doing?
Okay, at this point...
Barnacle-baked bologna loaf?
I'm not sure what this person's talking about, but I'm intrigued.
Did Dan eat your last cup of clam chowder? Did he fail the ancient GM riddle of what walks on four legs in the morning and coaches a third line into competence at night? Who do you have lined up, Ron? A guy named Coach Steve from Rec League Ball Hockey in Tukwila?
I'm starting to feel a little attacked. Coach Steve would do a great job.
You know Coach Steve?
I am Coach Steve.
We finally had a coach who wasn't speaking in riddles and drawing plays in ketchup packets, and you yeeted him into the coaching void like a soggy churro at a science fair. Are we crowdsourcing strategies now from a Reddit thread called Hot Takes and Cold Skates? This move has all the logic of a seagull investing in crypto.
Okay, we got to give up on this person and keep going. Proof that Facebook maybe needs to have a character limit on some of their comments.
Now that I've heard it, it was Steve.
Shut up, you barnacle brain.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
A very well-known celebrity has just admitted that he is doing the hair implant thing right now. And his name is Steve Miggs. Just kidding. We're going to tell you what's trending after Metallica. Sure. As you move through your morning and seize the day, you might be curious, what is going on out there in the world of pop culture? Good news, we've got the scoop, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
These two sisters were eyewitnesses in this carjacking that ended up resulting in a deadly crash. This was in Australia. The interview that they gave has now hit social media, and it's everywhere because they are identical twins.
Okay.
And they speak in unison. Oh. This is Bridget and Paula Powers.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom. He went up there and he was coming back down.
Okay, if I'm the reporter, I'm like, this interview's over unless one of you leaves the space right now or just doesn't speak. This is so weird.
Down towards us. And he goes, run. He's got a gun. And our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum.
I'm not saying all twins are weird, but I've known some twins, and there's been some weird behavior from them. And this seems like I hope they're just trolling the reporter. They're not like legitimately trying to prove like we're twins. We think and talk the same.
It also sounds like it's very orchestrated. Like they're talking slow. So it's not like they're just talking fast and saying the same thing. So I don't know.
But are they hot?
If they're hot, then I'm more on the list.
She goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
Okay, enough already.
That sounds like what nightmares are made
of. Do you know many twins?
No. I mean, I have aunts that are twins, but I mean, they're totally identical. They look very much alike. When I was a kid, it was hard to tell.
Are they weird?
No, they're awesome.
Okay, I'm not saying no judgment. I'm weird, but I'm a twin. But most of the twins that I know, there's something quirky about all of them.
Can I just say I'm very grateful there's only one Migs?
Are you?
I am.
I think the world needs more Migs. Said no one ever, including myself. Hey, let's talk about John Cena, who is on the path to being Migs. Well, because he was losing his hair. And you guys don't watch wrestling, but like recently he was part of WWE again, and people were just clowning on the fact that you could see the bald spot coming. Well, recently, even during WrestleMania, a lot of us noticed, well, it looks like his hair is getting a little bit thicker in the spot that it was balding. So then, of course, speculation's happening. Is he doing the whole like spray thing to make it look like he's hiding the bald spot? Or is he getting hair implants? Well, he's on the Pat McAfee show. And I love this. Like, no hiding from it, no denying it. You know, some people deny plastic surgery or any kind of cosmetic surgery. John Cena's like, yeah, I'm getting hair implants.
Nice. There's another headline for you, hair transplant. There it is. Look at that.
Boom.
I'm dropping him, dog.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah. And there's no shame in that, man. I got a problem. I try to fix it. That's what I'm doing.
Science has come to a...
Hell yeah.
We're like, hey, you know what? This has been a thing. Let us help you.
And I'm not going to tell you who did it because I'm still waiting for it to get better. Once it gets better and I got the long, flowing locks, then I'll be like, yo, go to this guy. And if you're thinking about it, truly go to this guy. So I'm working on it. Work in progress. Work in progress. Like I care, but work in progress.
It looks unbelievable.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Please. There are no stupid questions.
So, with hair implants, is there like a point where it's like, it gets to the point where it's too far gone and you couldn't get a hair transplant or hair implants?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because they could put hair, they just grab hair from different parts and they kind of implant it onto your head.
What parts?
Your butt.
Of course. What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That's where they harvest the hair? So you got butt hair on your head?
I'm making that part up. I don't know if it's from the butt. I'm not exactly sure where they're getting the hair, but it's from somewhere on your body to kind of like get the follicles going again. I think though there are certain like types of like things that will help save your hair from balding. In those instances, I think you could get to a point where you're at the point of no return and we're not going to be able to help you. Again, I'm just making all this stuff up as I go along.
As a bald man.
Yeah. Oh, me? I thought you were about Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, we have an opportunity for you. He's got a record of 118 wins, 48 losses, and 31 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.